Good morning. It is 8:16. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Wednesday, and here we are getting, I guess we're actually kind of late in the school year at this point, aren't we? How many weeks left?
Six.
Only 6 weeks left in the school year for Galesburg District 205. And joining us, that voice you just heard was that of Superintendent Dr. John Asplund. John, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Man, there's a whole lot to get to. There's a little bit going on.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, okay. There is a lot, isn't there? Yeah. I guess, number one. Let's start with, the coronavirus and, GHS and GHS North. Remote at this point of the year, kind of talk about what's going on and do you think that you'll be able to get back in class with just 6 weeks left or not?
Well, that's the plan.
Okay.
We'll go the rest of this week and all of next week in remote. The idea of hopefully stemming the tide of what we had seen from the virus. And, the goal would then be to finish out the last 4 weeks of the year with students in the building. We hope that can certainly happen. And we hope we can keep all the other students in their buildings now, but we have a lot of rising numbers in those buildings as well.
To get back in, whenever it may be, is there like a certain percentage of negative tests that you would need, or how would you determine that?
No, so right now the reason we're out is because we experienced what's called an outbreak, and that's five confirmed positive cases in a location, and we were one person away from two outbreaks in the high school with two unrelated groups of people. And so we needed time to get those students. And just so everybody knows, I don't know of anybody that's gotten actually really ill. I mean, certainly people have gotten sick, but like not seriously sick. But it's still obviously something we need to keep an eye on. And so those two groups, by the metrics we understand from the health department, those students should be recovered by then. And as long as we know that those other students haven't developed symptoms and haven't created a lot more positive cases, will be able to come back.
Well, the good news, and I guess probably going remote was one of the things that helped with this, but the good news is it doesn't look like the outbreaks came from the kids being in class together. They came from outside activities.
Yeah, that's what it certainly appears. Now, there may be one or two that are possible, but in general, no, they've all come from outside, and they just happen to end up in the same buildings. And so that's, it hasn't really been the school that's caused the spread, but we obviously have 4,000 students in our buildings every day. So the law of averages tells you some of them are going to end up positive.
Yeah. And I guess also the other good news is with extracurricular activities, it hasn't really affected those at this point. As we were able to still play our final football game coming up Friday night, baseball starting today, the other activities as well.
Yeah. The only sport to my knowledge that we had to shorten the season at all was sophomore soccer. There was a extra number of students in that group that had become positive. So we didn't have that many students left to play. So, I know we canceled our last game or two on that, but everybody else at this point has stayed healthy. And I've received a lot of questions from people about, well, why are you allowing sports to go on even though you've had school and remote? And the answer I would tell everybody is we treat every situation differently because the situation warrants us to treat it that way. So if there was an outbreak on, say, the baseball team, well, then we would stop the baseball season. If there was an outbreak on the football team, we would stop the football season, the softball team, so on and so forth. We haven't had that, so we didn't really see any health reason to do that. So, we felt like it was probably acceptable to go forward until, information gives us, a different direction.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, lots going on construction-wise, and I know people, obviously we've seen vehicles out around the school, but over the last couple of weeks on the front side of the high school on Fremont Street, work going on. And when I talked to you the other day to set this up, I wasn't sure. I said, okay, what's happening? Are we adding on to the front? What's going on now? But no, now work on a new Circle Drive.
Right. So where the drive on the east side of the building that goes over to the Galesburg North entrance on the east side of the building, that will quickly turn west when you turn north on that, and that will go all the way across the front of the building, and that will be the new front drive for the 712 facility.
All right. So you had obviously some trees that had to come out. Still some trees there and whatever. There will be some landscaping and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not going to look like it does now.
Well, and we had to first identify all the trees that were memorials, and so we've had those moved. And then others that were not memorials, we did have them cut down. And then there was a very big tree on the west side, which is where the new band and choir facility is going to go. So we had to obviously take that one down too. So yeah, there were a lot of landscaping destruction done there in the last week or so. And then all the shrubs in the front, We're taking out two because we're changing how that flows. So we'll be redoing landscaping. It's just right now it looks like more of a mess than it will end up being.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, well, you still got construction equipment there and everything. So it will go, it will start where the current drive next to the learning center, where it comes in by the learning center.
Exactly.
And then go all the way.
It will go all the way from the east side to the west side.
Okay, yeah. All right. And no, so where the stoplight is in the current entrance, that will be gone.
That will be gone. There will okay. be a, there will be a sidewalk there because our students will need to walk across the street to go to the new GAVC center. And it's great there because there's already a light. So it's a controlled intersection for our students to walk across the street.
And right now there is some parking by the learning center and a little bit of parking over kind of near, I guess, kind of near the on the west end, kind of
right.
near the auditorium. But will that all be gone now?
So the parking that's on the north side of the old drive is gone because mm-hmm. that'll be part of the new band and choir facility. But
right.
we will be adding a lot of parking all along that drive. So there'll actually be a lot more parking on the front of the building than there used to be.
Okay. All right. So a construction update. But, obviously lots of other things going on. I know we had some openings on the auditorium for a long time,
yeah.
and you've been through. So what are we looking like in there? How's that come along at this
point?
Well,
it's all on schedule right now. So if people have driven by and seen that huge hole in the south side of the auditorium, that was to get heavy machinery in there to basically clear out everything that was in there. And now they've erected a block wall about a third of the way up, maybe a little bit more than that, up from the stage to section off what the new Performing Arts Center auditorium will be. And then the backside of what was the first floor of the auditorium will be the new Commons cafeteria for the high school, the 912. And then the old second floor will be the cafeteria for the 7th and 8th graders
It
all gets said and done, so we can have them those populations separated during lunch.
So the new area, the auditorium / event center, that will that be able to be open to the commons area also
there'll be a big glass hallway
okay.
as you come out of the west side of the building. And then that hallway will go all the way down. They'll have the choir room first, and then as you continue west, you'll hit the band room. So the big opening right now will eventually be just a huge glass area so light will come into the building better.
So as far as construction, are multiple areas being worked on at the same time?
The whole building.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's pretty amazing to go in there, and really the whole entire building's been ripped out and redone. So now they're continuing all that work. Like if you went into the old West Circle Drive and went into Thiel Gym, the ticket booth's gone, the glass wall's gone, the floor's gone, the ceiling's gone. I mean, everything's gone. It's a completely different looking place. And then if you went north and went over to the old GAVC, well, that's where our new 10 through 12 academic wing is. And that looks completely different because we knocked all the walls down and rebuilt them to add more classroom space. And then they're going to add on to the north of that here this summer to add another 14 classrooms onto the north side of the building. And then the whole office area is redone. All the classrooms on every floor have been redone. It is a complete redo.
Yeah,
it's going to look a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to even imagine what it's going to be like, but it sounds like it's going to be a pretty, pretty cool look as things come along. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You mentioned the old GAVC area, the vocational area. So you had some big, pretty open spaces there, and now that's all different. There are more closed off number of classrooms now, and then there's going to be even more adding on to that. So will that go across like where the current drive going back around there is?
Absolutely. So Silver Streak Drive will no mm-hmm. longer be a throughway.
Okay.
So it will be open back up once we get rid of the modular classrooms. That Dayton Street entrance will open back up, but you just can't take the old runway all the way around the high school because that building will get in the middle. So that Dayton Street Drive coming southwest, Silver Streak Drive then, we'll take you to the teacher's parking lot, and you can also have like event parking back there. But yeah, you wouldn't be able to go all the way around to the other side of the building.
There was no budget for a tunnel? Come on. I mean, you would think, right?
Well, yeah, that did not make the final budget.
Yeah. Well, I guess, especially on that end of town, probably can't. Might have a flooding problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. What else? How about as far as with Steele and King? Are we everything's just done? Or
yeah, I mean, for the most part, they're completely done. I mean, there's always going to be little punch list items that take months to years to finish up. But yes, for all intents and purposes, the Lombard project, the Steele project, and the King project are completely finished.
Yeah. So timeline wise, now obviously there's still a lot of work to get done at the high school. So it looks like we'll have the temporary pods for next school year as well.
Those are going out in June.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is we're going to move all of those folks that were in the pods into the buildings. The folks that were in Gale into the buildings. The folks that were in Rose Hoban into the buildings. There's a little bit of question. There's going to be a few areas that might not be completely done come August, so some folks might have to stay out at Rose Hoban or Gale for a little while. But for all intents and purposes, almost every teacher then will move back into the building. But then a lot of those teachers will then have to move their rooms again, because once we finish the 10 through 12 academic wing, most of those teachers will head up that way, because the teachers coming over from Churchill will basically go into the second floor of GHS.
So we'll be done with Churchill after this academic year?
So Churchill needs to go one more year, we have time
to get
everything done.
Okay.
So, I mean, if we pushed it really hard, we could probably have the Churchill students in second semester next year, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to let them finish out the year there and close.
See, that'd be kind of a mess in the middle of a school year to try to make that move. Yeah.
Exactly. So, we're going to let it go one more year, and we don't have to close Churchill until 2024, so we're still well within that acceptable time frame to get that done.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Obviously, one of the things you're working on and you'll be announcing will be the budget for next year. What are things looking like at this point? And again, we explained like all the construction, all that stuff, that money particularly earmarked for that won't affect anything with the budget for next year or anything. And what are expectations coming from the state? I mean, are things going to – where are we at now?
The state government, we're looking at flat funding, so we won't see any more funding there. Okay. However, federal funding, we're getting considerably more money because of these ESSER dollars, which is the relief act from the CARES COVID relief act. And so we are getting a lot more federal dollars for the next 3 years. So our budget looks good. I mean, it really does. We'd always take more money from the state, but we don't foresee in the near future having to raise taxes, having to cut any program. No, I mean, we feel like we're in a pretty good place.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And with all the construction and everything, again, it's completely separate. Why did they spend all the money on that? Because it had to be.
Well, we had to. Yeah.
That's the thing. People still I'm sure you still get it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that money could only be used for that. And
correct.
If you didn't, some other school would be taking advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we had. I know I've explained it here before, but it's been a while since I've been here. But there's something called health, life, safety. Laws in Illinois that every 10 years you have to fix certain things. Well, our buildings were to the point where we had a $54 million price tag on just fixing up the bare minimum of all the buildings we had. And that would have been keeping everything status quo and not having air conditioning and not really fixing things up in the buildings. And so we decided to go a different way and added another $10 million onto that project by a lot of different mechanisms. And we're able to make a lot nicer buildings for our students and teachers. And so we feel really good about what's gone on so far, and I'm really confident once people are able to walk into the new 712 building, they're going to see, wow, this is really beautiful, and it's really going to be a great thing.
Yeah, and I think maybe a lot of us didn't know. There's probably a lot of little things that, that building was pretty old.
Yeah.
That you don't necessarily notice if you're not in there every day and you're just going to Thiel Gym that's been updated or whatever. A lot of things that the average person doesn't really know that needed to be done.
Right. No, I mean, the building was built in the late 50s and really hadn't been changed much other than the 74 addition and the science wing in the 90s. But, it needed a lot of work. And the water lines were basically ruined. We had boilers that were about ready to give out, with just things that had to be done in order to still inhabit the building just on a very basic human needs level. And so by putting some extra money into it and making some painful decisions of closing some buildings that we know are very popular, we were able to actually enhance those buildings to a point where we feel like people will be really happy when the process is finished.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. John, anything else we need to know that's going on in the district?
Wow. Well, we're going to try to have some band concerts outside, hopefully, here in the next few weeks, because our band and choir have still been going on and doing great things. But, it's been really difficult for them to keep practice schedules and things like that. So we're going to try to get those done here and put some announcements out about when those would be. And obviously, the the two-week hiatus at the high school in North has made that a little bit more difficult. You know, we the fine arts department put on a spring play and was able to tape that, and we'll have, you know, film of that available for people. And the junior high did that about, what was that now, 6-7 weeks ago. And so that was done as well. And, you know, we've had some things going on that not everybody knew about just because you couldn't put people in the places to watch them. And, you know, we're obviously still committed to trying to have an in-person graduation. That's once again going to be subject to, one, weather, and two, you know, what's going on with the coronavirus and the numbers at that point in time.
I mean, because the hope would be maybe out at the football field,
right,
the football stadium.
The plan is to have it out at the football stadium and really have two, so we did just by alphabet. We would split the graduates in half, and half the class would do it one ceremony, and the other half would do it the other ceremony, and we would do, you know, try to keep it as in person and with as, you know, parents can make sure they can come and witness their children getting diplomas. That's obviously a really important thing. So that's still planned for May the 30th, and so, you know, that those plans continue, and you know, that should be a unique event, and I think a great event. Obviously, it'll be different and not what we would choose to do all the time, but I think it's Jeff Houston and his team out there are really doing a great job of trying to do the best they can for what we can do. You know, beyond that, yeah, there's a lot of other things going on, but off the top of my head, those are the major things. And then we have, like, every sport known to man, I think, is competing right now. So that's presented a lot of challenges. And Eric Matthews, you know, I told him back in the winter, I said, I hope you sleep now because it looks like in the spring you don't get to. And that's kind of played itself out. You know, it's just something every night, or two or three or four things every night. It's just a lot. Yeah.
And it's kind of that way sometimes, but even more so because there's more different things happening on the same day.
Yeah,
now.
The spring's always crazy anyway.
Yeah.
But now when you have the same athletes in two different sports because of the way they overlapped, and you just have all this other stuff going on, and finding space to have everybody practice and have a game, and, you know, we've taken away facilities because of the construction, and you know, that's been a challenge, but, you know, I'm really happy that the kids have been able to have those opportunities this year, and you know, it's not been what anybody would have wanted, but at least it's better than nothing. So, you know, I feel like we've been able to do it safely, and we've been able to have kids compete and have parents, when we could, in to watch their children participate, and that's always a preferable arrangement if we can have the parents there. So, you know, at the end of it all, I think we'll look back and feel like, you know what, we did the best we could given lots and lots and lots of challenges and lots of barriers. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, we've had a lot of unhappy people call us and tell us, you know, they're not happy, and, you know, we're not happy either. I mean, we'd love for life to be different. It's just right now it isn't. So, you know, the folks at District 205, our employees are doing just a wonderful job every day. Yesterday we had a new challenge where a semi-truck hit a power pole over by Steele, so we had to call school off, you know, and here are two. Yeah. It's just, it seems like
why
one
not,
thing
right?
after another. Like, of course that happened this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm waiting
exactly.
for a Zeppelin to land on the football field here pretty soon. I'm not sure.
Let or not.
Right? Something's happened.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. 6 weeks left in the school year. We will get you in again before the end. We'll talk when it gets closer to graduation, talk about that and what at that, because a lot can change between now and then.
I'm sure it will.
So when we get them actually finalized, and hopefully that will be final, which I guess it's not necessarily until that day.
Right.
this year.
Everything's TBD right,
right
now.
Right.
Yeah. No, but we absolutely hope that it is the 30th, and that's the complete plan for now. Yeah. And I look forward to coming back and talk about what we're absolutely going to be able to do. That would be great.
All right. Dr. John Aspen, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.